Welcome to the Full 360 with Robin and John.
John, I haven't traveled much in the last 5 years or so, but I came across something the other day that I would love to see.
Okay.
Yeah. In Vietnam, there's a cave called the, and I'm going to get this wrong, but it's the Son Dong Cave, which was only recently discovered. And by recently, I mean like 2009, which is astounding, I think, because I feel like we've discovered everything. But in 2009, British cavers discovered this cave in Vietnam, and it is remarkably big, like 5 kilometers long, big. And at one point, high enough that you could fit an entire New York City block inside, skyscrapers and all.
No.
Yeah.
Skyscrapers in a cave.
This cave is so big, it has its own ecosystem. It has clouds, John. It's just massive, absolutely massive. There's wildlife down there. I think this would just be a mind-boggling thing to see.
And yet, we only just found it.
In 2009. Now, that's not to say that people didn't know it existed, but it, like nobody, you know, the Western world certainly didn't know it existed. Vietnam, I don't think, knew it existed. British cavers came across it in the jungle in Vietnam. There are literal jungles inside the cave with foxes and things, like there are rivers and waterfalls in this cave.
That's so incredible. I gotta wonder how many of those creatures are like, oh, no.
No, right.
Who are these guys? The jig is up, everyone. There goes paradise.
But it kind of reminded me of, what was that movie, Arachnophobia, where they go like deep into the Amazon and then they find a jungle within the jungle. And it's like, similarly, it's totally cut off from every other ecosystem around it. And it's its own little world. Like things exist in this cave that don't exist anywhere else, which it's like going to an alien world on our planet.
I love that.
Right?
I love that. And yet at the same time, I fear for its safety.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that's it, right? Like, I mean, like, tourism's going to kill the thing. But like, there's this brief window where I think, you know, that's just a remarkable, it's a world within a world. And there's a magic to that.
There really is. It's so great to think that there's so much left to explore on this planet. So many things that are left to surprise us.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if we were to take this on the 360, we could say it's the equivalent would be when you find out something completely new in your own life, you know, or you find some new part of yourself that you didn't think you could do.
Right.
Like a new skill or talent or a new expansion that you can move into. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I was thinking about like, that's basically reinventing yourself, right? Like, but then I wonder, like, this cave has always been there. So like all of those things that we do to reinvent ourselves, are all of those, they're already there. They're just kind of waiting for us to switch them on, right?
Yeah. Like, so like our potential.
Our potential is
so vast. Our potential is like the equivalent of the whole planet. And yet we've explored only these little elements of it.
I like that.
And then all of a sudden, you know, maybe when you're really going deep into some new territory, you find this whole other part of yourself that you didn't even knew was there.
I like that. And that actually is a very, thinking about the cave, you know, like I've been caving once in my life and it was a very tiny cave. Horn Lake or
I've been
Spider
there.
Lake?
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't want to do that again. You know, like it was barely, cause it's the fear, right? It's that like fear of the trying something new. That often, you know, that discovery, that jumping off to, like once you've jumped off, like that's it. That there's nothing to do but just do the thing.
And it's not as scary once you've done it.
No, it's the anticipation of the jump.
Mm-hmm. It's how you think of it, how you can't project any further than it. You're like, well, I don't know what's beyond this point. And then as soon as you go beyond the point, you see it's actually fairly similar to what was before, but newer, different, and yet you've expanded this whole element of yourself. I loved spelunking in those caves. And there was one point where we had to, where you could crawl through on your, belly.
Yeah, I didn't do, no.
Tight. No. Oh, it was amazing.
No, that to me was like the sales pitch just gone awry. Like when they were explaining, cause it was like the next three stages to that cave. And they're like, well, stage one is basically we walk you down the stairs and you can still see daylight. And I'm like, I'm good with that. And they're like, yeah, but let me tell, and it really was like, let me tell you about the other stages. I'm like, I don't want to hear about the other stages. I don't want to know about the other stages. And then they told me about that. And I'm like, well, just no chance.
And yet, Robin, and yet. Yeah. There's a whole other part of Robin hidden in that cave.
Oh, yeah.
A whole other part ready to burst out into life.
I'm just, no. He can stay down there, John.
Well, that was great, Robin.
One of our very best, John.
And if you want to hear more, you should come over to patreon.com/thefull360 and join us for our bonus episodes.
Weekly posts.
And good vibe community.
And what was that address again, John?
patreon.com/thefull360.